a hearty welcome back to the Bryant Park Project. From NPR News, we are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and generally speaking, on the up and up. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, history unzipped. From Napoleon to JFK. That was my zip sound effect, sorry. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. A bizarre attack rocked Jerusalem today. A Palestinian man rammed a construction vehicle into a string of vehicles on a crowded street. At least three are dead and dozens more injured. Several cars were flattened and buses damaged or flipped over. An off-duty soldier shot and killed the attacker. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe is facing increased pressure from African leaders. The African Union summit approved a resolution calling on him to negotiate with the opposition party. The BBC's Martin Plaut has more on the debate on just how tough to be.
There were some African leaders who didn't want to have any kind of criticism of Robert Mugabe at all. There were others who, as you heard from the Botswanans and frankly from the Nigerians, wanted a very tough statement. So I suppose that in a sense this resolution splits the difference. But you know, they did express deep concern at the violence that had been inflicted on the people of Zimbabwe, although it didn't name who had actually inflicted it.
The BBC's Martin Plaut reporting from Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. That summit reconfirmed South African President Thabo Mbeki as a mediator between Mugabe and the opposition. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai isn't happy about this. He's gone after Mbeki for not publicly criticizing Mugabe. Opposition leader Tsvangirai said today that the South African leader alone isn't enough. He says there needs to be an African Union official mediating or there won't be progress. A fight over U.S. beef imports is now affecting South Korea's auto industry. The union is staging partial walkouts at Kia and Hyundai plants. They're angry about the president's decision to end a ban on American beef. The move has already sparked protests around the country over mad cow fears. In the U.S., bad news for Starbucks fans. The coffee colossus will close 600 stores nationwide. Austin Jenkins of Northwest News Network has more.
The list of stores to be closed has not been made public, but Starbucks says most are newer stores that opened in the past couple of years. Sharon Zackfia is an analyst at Chicago-based William Blair & Company, who's also a Starbucks stockholder. She says the company, like many retailers, is feeling the pinch of the downturn in the economy.
You know, for Starbucks, that Frappuccino in the afternoon for their customers is an indulgence, and it's an indulgence a few less people are taking part of when the gas is at $4 a gallon. It certainly doesn't seem to be something that's Starbucks specific.
The store closures are a turning point for Starbucks after years of rapid expansion. In January, Starbucks founder Howard Schultz took over again as CEO and launched a major shakeup of the company.
Austin Jenkins of Northwest News Network reporting. Elsewhere in business news, Blockbuster is pulling its proposal to buy Circuit City. The movie rental chain says the deal doesn't make sense right now. They'll still try to merge their business with selling electronics, but inside Blockbuster stores instead. The video rental business has been tough lately. DVD by mail companies like Netflix are part of the reason why. A telegenic but misguided group of dolphins will spend the July 4th weekend near the Jersey Shore. The dolphins got lost and ended up in a river a couple weeks ago. They've starred on local TV coverage ever since. The scientists think they've made a wrong turn while chasing fish. There was concern that crowds and fireworks would be bad for the dolphins, but authorities decided chasing them out was not a good idea, so police will be on hand to keep partiers at a safe distance. That is the news for now. It's on our website all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.